BP ignored warning signs.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. As BP tries again today to stop oil gushing out of its well in the Gulf of Mexico, managers who worked on the rig will testify about what went wrong. The House Committee on Energy and Commerce has released details from its inquiry into the explosion, and it turns out there were several warning signs of problems on the Deepwater Horizon rig before it exploded. Marketplace's Janet Babin has been looking over the document, and she joins us live. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Bill.
Will you walk us through the report?
Well, the report outlines what happened in the hours leading up to the explosion, and it turns out the crew reported several abnormalities in certain technical tests that were done as they were trying to temporarily cap this well. There were problems with the cementing process that's supposed to shut the well down, and the report says the well continued to flow and spurt even though it was supposed to have been cemented. Also, pressure was apparently building up in this well, and that's a very large abnormality. BP's investigator said a fundamental mistake may have been made there. But despite these abnormalities, apparently the crew proceeded with business as usual.
And what is BP's reaction to this memo from the House Committee?
In a statement last night, BP said it's too early and not up to them to say who's at fault. They said a number of companies are involved. Now, today, BP is going to be busy trying to plug that leak, and President Obama will head to Louisiana to tour the devastation.
Marketplace's Janet Babin joining us live. Thank you, Janet.
Thank you.
Watching stocks lately has been nauseating. I'm afraid to look. Hey, how about that? Stocks are up about 2% in Europe now. They were up a little bit less than that in Asia earlier today. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow opened the morning by dropping like a stone and then slowly climbing like something that climbs slowly. And in the end, the Dow slipped just 22 points, closing at 10,043. Today, the Paris-based Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD, said the global economy is recovering faster than expected, but it still sees risk from huge debts in developed countries and financial market instability that is spreading from Europe. And those troubles in Europe have Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner turning his trip to Asia into more of a round-the-world tour. He is stopping in the UK and Germany to meet with European financial leaders. With the story, here's Marketplace's Brett Neely.
The Treasury Department says the purpose of Secretary Geithner's trip to Europe is to discuss the economic situation there. Jacob Kierkegaard is at Washington's Peterson Institute for International Economics. He says the dark cloud over Europe is that no one knows which banks are filled with potentially toxic Greek debt. Geithner could help.
The thing that he should definitely push the Europeans to do is the same kind of bank stress testing that we saw in the U.S. banking system early last year.
Geithner will also talk about coordinating financial reform on both sides of the Atlantic. The idea is to make sure new U.S. and European rules are roughly equal so that banks can't exploit any loopholes. But Carl Weinberg at High Frequency Economics expects more talk than action.
It's not clear that the Europeans are prepared to listen to the American point of view.
If worst comes to worst, Geithner could also treat himself to an extra nice meal while he's on the continent, courtesy of the weak euro. In Washington, I'm Brett Neely for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Citrix, offering GoToMeeting, allowing people to present, demonstrate, and train online. More at gotomeeting.com/market. American Public Media presents The Great Textbook War, an American Radio Works documentary supported by the Batten Institute at the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business. More at AmericanRadioWorks.org. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
If a business gives you your change in counterfeit money, you're probably going to be out of luck unless you can prove it right there on the spot. But what if the fake money comes from an arm of the federal government? Los Angeles Times business columnist David Lazarus is here with just such a story. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
What happened?
Well, in this case, an L.A. resident went to the post office with a Postal Service money order. It's a $1,000 money order. He gets 10 $20 bills and 8 $100 bills. Feeling pretty good, he leaves, stops at a gas station, pays with a $100 bill. The clerk takes a look at it and says, uh-uh. And then she looks at a few of the others. She says, and she calls the cops. Now, this guy freaks out, of course. He talks to a lawyer friend. The lawyer friend says, you better call the cops, too. You don't want to be stuck with this. Cops come to the gas station. They look at the $100 bills. Turned out these were $5 bills that had been bleached. They were all bogus. And now what do you do?
The government's going to pay the guy, right?
You would think, but in this case, the cops say we can't do anything. Post office says it can't do anything. Everybody says you need to talk to the Secret Service. Secret Service says, unless we can find some counterfeiting mastermind, whoever ends up with bad bills last, like a game of hot potato, is the one who stuck with them.
I didn't know that, but my shock about that aside, what happens when the government gives you the counterfeit?
Let's do a reality check here. Postal Service, money order, post office. You would think that the post office kind of accountable under this scenario. The post office takes the position, we don't have any regulations that govern this. We'll look at this on a case-by-case basis, but generally speaking, we have no idea whether the funny money came from our transaction or whether he got it later. Therefore, we're going to play it safe.
So what do I do if I get past fake bills?
If you get any bills that are questionable in any way, go to a bank, ask them what they say, and if it turns out that they are counterfeit, call the Secret Service, turn them in, and hope that maybe they're going to find whoever was behind it, and perhaps you'll get restitution. Here's something you do want to keep in mind, though. If you have bad bills and you think, well, I'm just going to pass them to someone else, do not, because the Secret Service says that's a felony if you pass any bills that you know to be false, and you can go to prison for 20 years.
Funny how that works.
Isn't it?
LA Times business columnist David Lazarus, thank you.
Thank you.
And finally, National Football League team owners voted yesterday to hold the 2014 Super Bowl in the open-air Meadowlands Stadium being built in New Jersey. Lately, the league has been putting the game in warm-weather cities, or at least domed stadiums, but this decision means the 2014 game could be frigid, snowy, or both. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg says, quote, hey, this is football, not beach volleyball. But that's easy for billionaire Bloomberg to say. The stadium's luxury boxes will be heated. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.